This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:46. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now for today on Twitter, it's all about the 11/11 sale. Basically, hashtag 11/11 sale is trending. Before we get into it, have you been waiting for the 11/11 sale? What did you buy? We'd like to hear from you. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
So here's where I confess to a small lie, because we say that on today on Twitter, we talk about the trending hashtags, but we pick and choose, because otherwise every day would be K-pop or K-dramas, or for this week at least, every day would have been some variant of 11/11, because it's really been topping the hashtag charts. But we've saved it all up for today, much like you perhaps have been to spend. And I think that that speaks to the enormity of 11/11 here. It's our Black Friday, I think. In the United States, there's always been this idea that Black Friday is the day that everybody waits for. Here, really, the focus has been on 11/11, which had humble beginnings, but it had humble beginnings in the biggest, most populous country in the world, and one that also has immense buying power, which is why perhaps it's become what it's become.
Yeah, so it all started off as this Singles Day in China, right? November 11th, it was the anti-Valentine's Day. And Alibaba really went on to popularize it as that online shopping festival. Lazada then brought that over to Southeast Asia in 2013. And it's really become a huge thing by now. I mean, everyone waits for 11/11. It's practically a sort of there are performances that go around it. There are social media campaigns that are structured around it. People plan sometimes their entire sort of quarter sales around 11/11. It's become a huge deal. I must say that despite the fact that I love a great bargain online as much as anyone else, I'm also a little bit cautious and slightly suspicious when it comes to stuff like this, mostly because I think it creates that sort of urgent demand mentality where you end up buying things you don't really need.
Before we talk about how we feel about it, I wanted to say, Sharmila, shame on you. Lazada, when it brought it over here, called it the Online Revolution Week, which I find so funny considering that they took it from China. But just anyway, I think the thing about 11/11 is twofold. Firstly, I've become kind of perversely annoyed by it almost. I think the incessant advertising, the incessant newsletters all telling me, here's your coupon, here's your coupon, here's your coupon, all mean that I don't know, like some sort of stick in the mud is like, what are you selling me? Whatever. I don't care. I don't care that it's good for me. I'm not buying. And so I've become quite curmudgeonly about 11/11. But I think the other part of it is also, yeah, I mean, at the beginning, it was all fun and games with the cute reflecting numbers and it was a big deal. But now, especially since the pandemic, it kind of happens every month. We have 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5. Basically, we never run out of months and reflecting
days. I did 9/9. I did 10/10. So I don't know if I'm going to do 11/11.
I mean, I get that the biggest discounts, I think people, retailers still really save it up for this time. But yeah, the shine has gone off it a little bit for me.
I also think that one of the challenges with online shopping is that whole impulse thing, right? You're already there. It's very different from walking into a store and actually having a physical object that you're carrying out. So during 10/10, for instance, I had put all of these things in my shopping cart with the idea that I would buy it on 10/10 to capitalize on the discounts. And then when I went in, I realized most of the items that I put there weren't really on discount anyway, or I would have to buy something else to get that discount that I wanted. So again, it really goes back to, especially when we're talking about a time when people are struggling with finances, for instance, or maybe wanting to make better choices. I do think that these sorts of things feed into a particular impulse that may not always be healthy.
So I tend to be more appreciative of the people who don't put a 24-hour limit on things. Because you have people who will start a sale on 11/11, for example, but extend it 3 days, sometimes a week. And I think that in general, with a push towards slower buying as a whole, right? Not just online, not just for fashion, but in general, a slower, more mindful sort of consumption that a lot of people are practicing, there is an appreciation for retailers who don't push the drop mentality, because that's what all this is. It's this idea that I'm going to be dropping some sort of exclusive discount or product for you. And there is both a price pressure and a time pressure that is applied. That's the beauty or horror of 11/11, is that it happens on both fronts, right? It's related to the size of the discount, but it's also the fact that it's only midnight to midnight. And then after that, you're going to feel like you missed out from now till Christmas or whatever. And so I'm appreciative of people who either actually don't participate at all or who participate but take away that time pressure.
So we want to know from you, have you been waiting for the 11/11 sales? What have you bought? You can call us 7733290, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have this from, we have a few messages actually. Let's take this one from Fyrus.
Fyrus says, the only things that I purchased so far are discounted face masks. I hope this means that I'm a responsible spender. Fyrus, you are inspiring me, I have to say. I hadn't actually thought about that, but yeah, maybe I need face masks and I don't know, hand sanitizer.
That makes me wonder whether self-test kits are perhaps on sale and whether I should go and look for them, especially since the year end is coming and, you know, multiple events to attend.
Okay, I'm going to say that I think that probably both face masks as well as self-test kits would fall into the category of stuff that Adlina is talking about. Because Adlina says, sometimes these sales are just a marketing gimmick. They lower the price to get you excited. And in the end, you pay the same amount as normal days when they say free delivery. It's a lie. And the thing is, when it comes to something like self-test kits, face masks, maybe not so much. But when it comes to self-test kits, because they are kind of a hot commodity, I suspect that we are going to be seeing them either exempted from the discounts that are put out there, or you're going to see that magical red line through the price where you think, oh yes, and then you look at it and it's like a drop of 50 cents.
Adlina's a cynic like me. I never think I'm actually paying less for most things during these sales. But we would like to hear from you. Have you been waiting for the 11/11 sale? What have you decided to buy? Today is 11/11, and we're talking about this, of course, because hashtag 11/11 is trending. You can call us 7733290, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We have this from Kinmeng, who says, I bought milk powder for my son. How much I have grown as a man, from looking at gadgets to now buying things for households and kids. And Kinmeng, I just wanted to say, I think what you choose to spend your money on and what your shopping goes to is one of the biggest indicators of how you mature and grow up.
Also life stages. I think that this is something that we hear about quite a bit, right? From shopping for yourself to shopping for others to shopping for unappreciative, potentially family members. You know, this is what it's all about, man. This is adulting on 11/11.
I know. So I'm just thinking back to 10/10 and how my cart was filled with things like house cleaning products and stocking up on milk and I do wish that I had those days where I was buying gadgets or just fun stuff.
How much I have grown as a man is my favorite sentence that we've read today. I really enjoyed reading that. We also have Jimny saying, yeah, 11/11 is the best shopping day for families. We buy tons of necessities that last for months. We avoid impulse purchases if we plan carefully. Usually we spend $1,000+ for those big days.
I like the idea of planning for 11/11. I mean, I'm aware that a lot of people do it, but particularly if you're talking about household goods or products, I think it does make a lot of sense. My mom does that. She tends to stock up on the major things that you might need around the house during 11/11.
I actually think that that's where the value really is going to be, in stocking up on items and in buying. I don't in buying things that you know you're going to need and that you know you already like. And that's perhaps why if we talk about like FCMG or other similar sort of fast moving goods, right? I think that that's where the money is, because for local retailers, and I'm thinking here of very small businesses, because you see businesses of all sizes participating in 11/11. I think part of that is the pressure of it all. I think that I'm sure that it's a good thing. I do also wonder, though, sometimes when it comes to the chain of sending things out, of customer feedback, whether 11/11 can be a lot for small businesses. Because after you sell these items, you now have to pack it. Or in some cases, if it's pre-order, you will have to make sure that you've actually got it and it's now going out, because this could backfire. You could sell a whole bunch, make a ton of money, and then receive a bunch of one-star reviews after that because you were late.
Oh, I've certainly seen a lot of online sellers actually have to post on social media, for instance, and say, we're sorry, our deliveries are late, or, you know, we're taking some time, we're out of stock because of 11/11. So I do think that that is a reality. And I think perhaps something a lot of smaller businesses don't anticipate when they decide to jump on the 11/11 bandwagon. Do keep those thoughts coming. Have you been waiting for the 11/11 sales? What have you bought? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.